Welcome back to Agriculture Today. We're in the midst of a discussion of the state of the College of Agriculture at K-State, looking back over 2017 and looking ahead here shortly to 2018. Once more with us is the Dean of the College of Agriculture at K-State, John Floros. John, so far we've talked teaching, we've talked research. Let's look at the other leg of that, what's called the three-legged stool that makes up the College of Agriculture, and that being extension out of K-State. When compared to peer extension services around the nation, some would suggest that extension here in Kansas is comparatively healthy at present. Your thoughts?
Well, as healthy as we can be under the current budget situation. Just like all the other parts of KSRE and the college, Extension, too, had to pay their dues in terms of budget cuts. But again, when I look at who we are and what we do and why and the impact we're having across the state, the impact we're having in terms of agriculture, the impact we're having in terms of the food system, the impact we're having in terms of water and natural resources, the impact we're having in terms of families, individuals, youth, communities. There's no question in my mind that as an extension system, we are in a position not only to help people help themselves, but also to really drive a change throughout the state that will really, generations from now, people will look back and say, I am so glad that Extension was here to help us move to that position. Now, with the budgets as they are, we have been a lot more proactive in trying to get different resources to come into Extension. The local governments are stepping up and they're doing their fair share. Our staff, our educators, our agents, our faculty are all have stepped up to the plate, and they're competing for grants. They're bringing in the money to support their programs. They are going to foundations. They're going to federal agencies. They're going to all sorts of places to really find the money that they need to carry out their programs. And again, just like our research and teaching components that we talked about before, our extension faculty and extension educators, they are having tremendous success as well. Mm-hmm. So when I look at it, there's no question in my mind that, you know, we do have an extension system that's very active, very beneficial, very impactful to the state today. Can we improve it? Absolutely. A few months ago, we hired a new associate director for extension. Daryl decided to become a retiree, as he says. Right. And now Greg Hudley is our new extension director. Greg has been going around the state, and he has had several listening sessions with a lot of different groups. At some point next year, he's going to sit down with his leadership team, and we're going to sit down together, and we're going to figure out, you know, what are all these listening sessions about? What have they told us? What are some of the key points? And we're going to start really looking into the future and how we're going to approach the future of extension here in Kansas.
And as a program note, later on this week, we'll have Greg Hadley on to talk more about what he found out on those recent listening sessions and his intentions for the service as we move into 2018. And let's talk about the next year, if we might, John, to round out our visit. You do cite at least two or three what you would consider priorities as we get into this new year. What would those be?
Well, there is no question in my mind that one of our continuing priorities needs to be infrastructure. As I mentioned before, we have units right now within the college and within KSRE that cannot continue to compete for new money to come in, research-wise or otherwise, because they don't have the space to put new technicians, new graduate students, new postdocs, new researchers to do the work that they need to do. So we're very limited in terms of space. And where we're not limited in terms of space, the quality of that space is not what we need for a 21st century science and technology enterprise. So we need to figure out a way, how do we improve our infrastructure? We've had the plan for quite some time now, but we haven't really gained any traction within the university and a lot less outside the university. Well, for the first time in many years, our new president is very, very supportive, and he's becoming very vocal. So over the next year or two, we will continue to push that is a priority for the college. Hopefully, it will become a priority for the university, and hopefully, maybe a couple of years from now, we will have some action taking place at the legislative level, so that if the state comes in with some money, then I think we can start moving down this path. We can raise the rest of the money. We might have some federal funds coming in as well. But that's a priority definitely for us, and it needs to be, because our infrastructure has been left alone for a long, long time, and we haven't really kept up even with maintenance.
And so, you would welcome all inquiries about what the needs truly are from out in the countryside and otherwise.
Absolutely. We have needs all across the border. It's not just for research. We have needs for extension. We have needs for teaching. We have needs for educational activities. We have needs across the board. So when we talk about infrastructure, we're talking about all of our infrastructure. We have a plan to start with one new building and renovate several older facilities. That new building, it's the name we have coined, it's FASTER, which means food and agricultural systems, teaching, extension, and research. That's what makes up FASTER. And I'm saying this because there's a misconception out, I think, that I've heard back coming to me, that this is only going to be about research. No, it's not. It's going to be about teaching, extension, and research, all three of them together.
There was a recent ranking out that depicted where K-State is in the pecking order, if you will, as far as land-grant universities, and particularly, in this case, the colleges of agriculture around the nation. There are a number of these rankings out there, and you can pick and choose, but noting that this one does have K-State for sure, ranked in the top five in the country, and that's a source of pride, one would think.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what happens when you have one of the largest and best teaching programs in agriculture in the country. That's what happens when you have one of the biggest and best research programs in agriculture in the country. That's what happens when you have one of the best and biggest extension programs in the country. When you put it all together, and that's what this company is called, NISH, that's what they did. They pulled all that together and they gave an overall ranking for agricultural programs in all universities across the country. And we came in as number four in the country. So when you're being put in the same category as Cornell and Iowa State and ahead of universities such as Texas A&M and Davis and a bunch of others, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good about where we are and what our people have achieved. And I think our stakeholders should feel very good about that too, because what that means to them is that they're getting a first-rate service. And we're trying to solve their issues and their problems in a good way. I think one of the reasons that things have improved within the college and KSRE is also because of the support we're getting from a lot of people out there, from companies, from individuals, from stakeholders, from legislators. A lot of people have coalesced around the College of Agriculture and KSRE. And a good evidence of that is the fact that last year we've raised more than $20 million from donations from a whole different slew of sources. $20 million compared to the $3 to $4 million we were raising 5, 6, 7 years ago, that's a big difference. Yeah. Now, we did have one very large gift this last year, nearly $8 million or so, that really brought us to that level. But nevertheless, when you look at the average for the last 5 years, we're raising about $13+ million per year, which is much higher than what we were doing before. Every dollar that we raise goes towards support of our students through scholarships or other experiences that they have, supporting our faculty through faculty chairs, research-related support, extension-related support, as well as our infrastructure. You know, we're putting a lot of money into improving our infrastructure. And if the goal of really improving our infrastructure in the future goes through as planned, we will have to raise a lot more money for that infrastructure. So it feels really good to be able to say we've raised more than $20 million. For a college like ours, I think that's a tremendous achievement.
It's testimony to the belief out there in this college and what it's accomplished, what it will accomplish in the future. we're looking forward to 2018, John, the challenges and the opportunities alike. And so it ought to be a fun ride.
I'm looking forward to 2018 as well. It's going to come with some challenges, that's for sure. But I think we're up for it. And I'm looking forward to continue to work with our faculty, our staff, and really to work with our stakeholders out there, because they are really the ones that have really kept this college going. So with that, I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and I hope everybody gets some time to rest a little bit over the break.
You bet. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and yours as well. John, thank you for availing yourself for a few moments right here.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
That's our annual year-end review of the activities and achievements of the College of Agriculture at Kansas State University, Teaching, Research, and Extension. The dean of the college, John Floros, our guest here on this part of Agriculture Today. More after this break over the K-State Radio Network.